Go
So
New York, go New York, go. Let's go, baby.
Hits one to deep left field. That is gone. David Wright brings himself back into the lineup. To the Bulls foul. No. Anthony for three. Bang! That one goes down. Fires caught!
Welcome to the Any Podcast, where we talk about anything at any given time.
But the main focus is always New York.
Oh my God, what's good, Chris?
Yo, son, what the fuck happened, bro?
Yo, we're up 2-0 right now on Philly.
Bro, I really feel like I'm in a fucking fever dream right now with this fucking team.
4 wins in 4 nights for Madison Square Garden, both Rangers and Knicks. But this is only a Knicks episode right now.
Garden has never fucking been this loud.
You know what? We can mention some Rangers in this episode too, but mostly Knicks episode, everybody. Yeah, this is an emergency pod. It's just going to be real quick. We are going to just discuss how our Knicks, and we'll talk some Rangers, are both up 2-0 in their respective series right now in the first round of the playoffs. Right. Man, go ahead, Chris. I'll let you go first.
Listen, man, I don't think that I have been more excited, I don't think I've jumped higher, thrown my hat harder. This was probably the most passionate game that I've ever watched. And I'm not going to lie to you. When it was 101-96 in the fourth, bro, I was 2 seconds away from shutting it off.
Oh my God. Well, I mean, for reference, I didn't get to watch the second half. One, because I was working, and two, I just felt like a zombie that day. But man, when I went back and watched, you know, the footage and everything, insane. The Garden, again, I just want to give flowers to the fans real quick. The Garden, yeah. Again, there's no place like Madison Square Garden.
Absolutely not.
The fans were nuts. We went out partying again outside afterwards. It was insane. Super low key. We broke the Stephen A. Smith curse.
Yep.
He attended the game.
We not only broke that shit, like my man was sitting right next to the fucking announcers. Like he was sitting maybe 3 seats away from the announcers, right in the action. Wow. And it's like every time that Philly would you know, go up to court, I would just see him. And I'm like, why are you here? Like, go the fuck home. You know what I mean?
And that's right on the heels of us talking shit in yesterday's episode.
But at the end of the day, you know, listen, the Knicks are the most resilient team in the NBA playoffs.
Big facts.
I don't care what anybody says. The Knicks have something that not one other team this year has. If one guy plays, you know, subpar, somebody's picking it up. Somebody's going to do damage in another way, whether it's defense, whether it's making shots, whether it's, you know, creating opportunities, steals, all that shit. The Knicks have it. Okay. Brunson hasn't been playing great for the past 2 games. That's all right. He's going to pick it up. It's only a matter of time before he gets pissed off and drops 45 on fucking Embiid.
I feel like the more these games go on where he doesn't ball out, it's just going to add to whatever that future performance is going to be.
He's going to go Super Saiyan 3 and just wild out. Get
erupt,
fucking blonde dreads and shit. It's going to be wild. I don't think I've been this excited for basketball in a while, bro. Like, the Knicks really, they look fucking good, bro.
You know what this game was reminiscent of?
What?
A game that happened against us 20 years ago or something like that.
Oh, what, the Reggie Miller game?
Yep. We did. I mean, he did it in much less time, but 8 points in 30 seconds. We have no team has in the NBA has done that in 25 years, roughly.
And I'm going to give flowers to three players that made a difference in those 8 seconds.
Go ahead.
One is Josh Hart. One is Isaiah Hartenstein. And the big ragu, Dante DiVincenzo.
Of course.
With the most clutch, top of the key three, ice in the veins, just growling like a pit bull. Got the
double bang from Mike Breen.
That was definitely the greatest call in the past 5 years. That was the best call.
You know, he's only done the double bang 6 times.
Yeah, I heard that.
So rarefied air. Last time was last season with Julius Randle hitting the insane three to win the game over in Miami. Yeah.
I'm at a limit with that.
let's jump right into it real quick. The 2-minute report came out, and everybody is up in arms, especially in Philly, obviously. But it basically said that Nick Nurse should have been granted a timeout. No, he shouldn't have. It said OG Anunoby should have been called for defensive 3 seconds. Joel Embiid should have been called for a foul. And Maxey got fouled twice while he was on the floor and stuff.
No way.
In that sequence. All of that is true. Like, if you go back and watch it, it's true.
Sure.
Kind of. It's also true that it should have been a no call in that moment. But also, let's just say all those things happen. Maxey's foul calls never get called because Joel Embiid fouled first and OG Anunoby got called for defensive 3 seconds. So if you want to play things by the book and everything in that moment should have been called, the fouls on Maxey would have never happened regardless. Because right. There's three things preceding that. So I think it's a moot point. Also, Nick Nurse going 2 fingers for a timeout. He goes, I watched this thing over and over. On the sideline, he in that moment, you could say what you want. Technically, he called the timeout. Yes, by the book. First of all, the garden's rocking. Mayhem is going on. Nobody is like, first of all, Kyle Lowry should have called the timeout.
Nobody's paying attention to you, bro.
Kyle Lowry is the linchpin of this. He should have never picked up the ball because that starts the clock to inbound the ball. And then all hell breaks loose. He should have called a timeout. Joel Embiid should have called the timeout.
Yep.
Nick Nurse is 2 fingers trying to do a timeout. That's not demonstrative enough. Then he does it for like 2 seconds, puts his hands down, watches and then what happens. But then he goes back up. But when he goes back up, his player no longer has possession of the ball. So you can't call a timeout there.
Can't call a timeout. No, absolutely not.
It needs to either be a dead ball or your team has possession. So whatever you want to say, that's how the game ended. And I being a Knicks fan, regardless, I think I'm fine with the way it ended. I probably would be mad if I was Philly. But at the end of the day, it happened. And it's not the most egregious thing that's happened in the NBA this season.
Listen, the Knicks got screwed over twice this year. So it's not like it's the first time you see something like this happen. But at the end of the day, Philly now wants to file a grievance.
They did, yeah.
For the first 2 games of the playoffs for negligent referee calling.
Which means the refs are going to go overboard on their end for game 3. And it's probably going to be refs that decide game 3, if I'm being honest.
Yeah, which is why Brunson should drop 40.
Well, no, not if they're calling everything against the Knicks. Man, but you know, even bigger than any of that, Embiid doesn't box out Hartenstein for the big 3-pointer at the end. He missed big free throws. Like, it's just, I get it. He's gassed and everything, but your stars
He missed 4 free throws in the first half.
He boxed out, I think, like Josh Hart or something like that, and you leave a 7-footer essentially wide open in the paint to grab a rebound. That's the reason the game. That's the reason they lost the game. It's not because of refereeing.
Also, props to OG Anunoby for getting
to Dante.
Killing it.
That recognition is top notch. There we go.
I'm going to give the ultimate. We're going to start this during emergency pods. I'm going to give a dog award.
Okay, I like it.
One fucking player, Deuce McBride. You're talking yanking about the, that ball away from Tyrese Maxey.
That was saying, the illest play.
You soft, son. You are that, fucking soft. Get out of here.
That was the best play ever. Maxey gets the ball. Deuce comes in. They're fighting for it. I was like,
bully ball.
That's going to be a jump ball. But no, Deuce rips it and throws Maxey to the ground and then just... banks it right in from a couple feet out.
Knicks up.
It was incredible. That was low-key like my favorite play of the game.
I think that was my favorite play of the game, honestly.
But the hustle from this team is just like they don't. It's ridiculous. They just keep going. You can say Thibodeau is not the coach you want to play for all you want with that poll coming out.
That's a bunch of bullshit.
You can miss me with that because this team just continues to defy odds.
Listen,
and
to
it's
me.
Because
I'm gonna tell you,
they work hard and play Tibbs' style.
Right. I'm going to tell you exactly why people don't want to play for Tibbs. Tibbs,
they don't want to work
old
hard.
School. If you don't put the work in, he's not going to play you. If you don't put the work in, you're not going to play. You're not going to play to your
That's how it
highest
should be.
Level. Tibbs says, if you practice, you're going to play and play well.
Look at Deuce McBride.
Come on, bro.
That's
it's
the
right
prime
in your,
example.
It's in your face.
This man went from a G leaguer to a starter, one of the top eight players on a playoff team, and is playing legitimate important minutes, hitting in legitimate important shots.
Yep, playing fucking bully ball against one of the best shooters in the league, which is Tyrese Maxey. Mm-hmm. Listen, I don't like Tyrese Maxey at all.
I think they need to put Deuce on Maxey full time going forward.
I don't know. I'll put OG on Maxey.
The one thing that could beat OG is quickness, and Maxey's got a plethora of that.
Okay, I get that. Yeah,
at least you have guard on guard, and Deuce has long arms, so I think he'll be able to keep up.
I also think that the Knicks got to try to, you know, Embiid with these fucking threes that he's like top of the key, and he like slowly does this stupid move and just.
Huh. Well, my whole thing is let Maxey and Embiid do what they do because they would both have to drop 50 points to stay in contention with the Knicks.
That's true.
Let them do what they want. Let the rest of that Philly team flounder. You know, Tobias Harris had his better
Buddy
game.
Buddy Hield.
He had a way better game. Buddy Hield hasn't done jack shit. Nothing. Nicholas Batum pretty much hasn't done jack shit. Tobias Harris, up until yesterday, game two, not done much.
Brunson was the one that hit the three on Batum.
Yeah, he hit the doing. And
that
then I saw a thing that was like the energy of Melo, Sprewell, and Starks is what made that ball go in.
Did you see John Starks in the side in the fucking
amazing number three hugging number three after
the
game?
He looked like a rec center dad, bro.
I love
like
it. He's a proud parent right
every
there.
Every second of it. Also, shout out to Melo because that Wu-Tang hat.
Oh, fire. I was wondering why he was wearing non-Knicks colors, and then I saw the Wu-Tang New York hat, and I was like, all right,
if
you're
excused.
If that
was a Mets hat, I would have bought that shit in 5 seconds, bro.
Speaking of Embiid before, he, post-game, to the reporters, said, we will win the series, and we have the better team.
Yeah.
And if that's not chalkboard, whiteboard, whatever material for the Knicks to now go out and be like, oh, you got a better team? All right, bet. Let's see what happens. So I'm excited to see what comes of that because you can't just say stuff like that and expect the other team not to do nothing about it, especially a team like the Knicks.
I want to see Embiid crumble.
He already is.
Okay. The guy is talking to reporters with his head down like this.
Mm-hmm.
Sobbing, if you're a real star of your team, you hold your fucking head up high.
You're a real adult. Like,
if you're a grown ass man, you talk to people by looking them in the fucking face. Uh-huh. You don't put your head down like a fucking child. Number one. Number two, they're pumping this man with something because he can't even blink out of his left eye.
I think that's because of the orbital fracture he had a couple years back. But
nah, bro, that's because they're pumping him with fucking cellophane.
They're beating the Celtics right now in game 2, 85-79.
Miami's beating the Celtics?
End of the third quarter. They're going into it with a 6-point lead.
Holy
into the fourth.
Shit.
Hopefully they could pull that out because it'd be nice to ding up the Celtics like we talked about in a previous episode. But I got one number for you to let's end this emergency pod. 105. When 105. When the Knicks score 105 or more, or they let up 105 or less, they win. I think they only have two losses when that happens this season.
Wow.
Some advanced stats for you.
That's a fucking hell of a stat, Cuzzy.
Yeah, so it still stays true, I believe. Yeah, it was 104-101.
Yep.
First game, they scored
114.
They didn't score 114. We scored 114.
Yeah, I'm sorry. We scored 114. They scored 107.
So they hit the 10. So they must have been during the regular season then. All right, so let's say 108. Let's edit that.
Hey, listen, we could double check
that. Yeah, we won that game by like 8 or something like that. So I saw that stat, but it must have been from the regular
season. Wait. It was 111-104.
Let's go. All right, I'm still true. I'm still right about that.
111-104.
All right, so 105 still stands.
Let's go. With it.
Either we let up less than 105 or we score more than 105. We win almost every time. It's just like with Ananobi in the lineup. Man, we only have like 3 losses or 4 losses with Ananobi since we got him. So yeah,
I love this team.
So do I. I'm still nervous. Just the way Embiid seems to like fall apart middle of the third quarter forward.
Yeah,
but he's still Embiid. Maxi is still Maxi, so that's gonna keep me shook until the series is over, however it ends.
Makes him 4.
But I'm not making anything like that, but I
that's what I'm saying. I'm confident.
I'm excited. This is the one place where we could go on the road besides like Charlotte that this team probably feels at home because of the Nova Knicks. And all right, I know we said we're gonna end the game after that stat, but the hate that Villanova is getting from local people in Philly is stupid. As Josh Hart said, it's idiotic.
Yep.
They're saying that Villanova is not a Philly team. They're saying what do you guys, just because of happenance right now, you guys are you're unclaiming Villanova? Like, come on.
That's stupid. That's like dumb. Us not claiming St. John's. Like, that's just dumb.
That's just dumb.
Come on, bro. At that point, you're just being a Philly hater.
Because a couple of players are on the opposing team, they're going to come in here feeling comfortable because they've won in that building college before.
Villanova's going to Villa stomp you the fuck out.
Won against them this past season. Even with Embiid in lineup, we beat them by 38. So cough, you know. But yeah, I'm feeling better than I did at the start of the series, but I'm still nervous. I'm respectful of Embiid and Maxi, especially Maxi. The dude is a blur. He's a slithery snake, as we said in the last full episode. But yeah, we'll see how it goes. We just wanted to hop on here and give y'all some insight into game 2.
Hype
for game 3. We're gonna try to do some emergency pods after every game. Do you want to shout out the Rangers real quick before we get off?
Yeah, man. Shout out the Rangers. Another fucking win last night. It was a fucking game to remember, man.
Oh, yeah. That's Rangers, 2 back-to-back games and back-to-back days games to remember.
The Rangers are just playing bully hockey. They're just overpowering the Washington Capitals at this point. They end up with the win. And honestly, I'm going to tell you something right now. I don't think the Capitals are going to win a game in the series.
I told you.
They end up getting the 4-3 win. And honestly, they just seem dead. Games. Dude, they seem dead after the second period.
Well, also, Oshie got obliterated by Panarin bread.
Yeah, but also, I'm going to shout out to the Capitals. Yo, you hit my man Panarin in the face with a stick.
That was I think that was accidental.
Yeah, but they didn't call none. So now
they didn't call none on Panarin either, and that could have been a way worse hit than
fine.
It was.
That's fine.
That's what I'm saying. That's so cool. It washes out.
But Friday we coming for blood. Friday the Rangers are coming for blood. Because we're gonna be in Washington.
I don't think this team needs any motivation necessarily. I think they just come out ready, just like the Knicks. They come out, they do what they can and what they want to do, and then however the chips lie is however the cards lie, whatever the phrase is.
Hell yeah.
But yeah, I'm excited for both teams. They seem like they're on this very like simple or similar path. So it's pretty fun to watch. So
yeah, we got Thursday night, we got the Knicks, Friday night we got the Rangers. Game 3. Prepare yourselves, guys. Let's go.
So maybe we'll hit y'all with an early pod on Saturday, early e-pod to discuss both games again.
Right.
But yo, we'll see y'all next time. I'm not even gonna do the outro. Let's just keep enjoying this. All right, Chris, I'll see you later.
Holla.
Yeah.
Every episode.